From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't Couch Potato Radio, it's Activist Radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod, or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil or pen handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Let's start out with announcements from the Earth First Journal. Coming up soon is the Anarchist Book Fair. It's April 15th in San Francisco, California, featuring anarchist publishers, distributors, and activist groups coming together to celebrate the book fair's fifth anniversary. And this year, Utah Phillips and Christian Parenti have volunteered to speak. Showcases installations by Art and Revolution. They'll have an anti-authoritarian art exhibit and a cafe serving delicious vegan and vegetarian food. If you'd like more information, contact the Anarchist Book Fair Committee, care of Bound Together Books, 1369 Haight Street, San Francisco, California, 94117. Once again, that's Anarchist Book Fair Committee, care of Bound Together Books, 1369 Haight Street, San Francisco, and that's H-A-I-G-H-T, no hate speech here, just a Haight Street, San Francisco, California, 94117, or you can try calling them at 415-431-8355, 415-431-8355, or Sean Sewell, S-E-A-N-S-U-L, at mindspring.com. April 16th, Washington, D.C., the Globalization for Mobilization, the week of action there. Actually, it's a weekend, a couple of days, April 16th and 17th, Washington, D.C., World Bank, IMF meeting. Just get your ass to Washington, D.C. Phone number there, 202-IMF-BANK. They'll be having a great time there in Washington, D.C. here in a week or so. The International Trade and Forest Protection Campaigns, April 12th through 19th in Washington, D.C. Trade and Forest Lobby Week, come to Washington, D.C. in April. Educate yourself, your congressional representatives, and the Clinton administration about international trade and forests. If you want more information, contact Antonia Jahaz at 202-547-9230. That's 202-547-9230. Or Antonia, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, at AmericanLands.org. And, of course, you can always visit their webpage, www.AmericanLands.org. And another Earth First Journal announcement, Celebrate Earth Day Playing in the Mud. Women Build Houses presents Earth Day Mud Plastering Party, April 22nd and 23rd at Peg Millet's. Join us near Prescott National Forest for a fun-filled weekend as we apply an earthen plaster to the home of activist Peg Millet. We will be applying a rough coat to her newly constructed straw bale octagon in preparation for a future coat. We will also be working with Cobb. Food will be provided. Be prepared to camp. Men welcome. Cost $25. By donation. More information, 520-206-8000. That's 520-206-8000. 8000 to sign up and get your map. All right. Looking for a job? Well, you could be either the Western Regional Logistics Coordinator stationed in Portland, Oregon, or the Eastern Regional Logistics Coordinator stationed in Washington, D.C. The Heritage Forest Campaign, an alliance of conservation organizations working to protect national forest roadless areas, is hiring two regional logistics coordinators for a six-month period. You have to be organized in all this stuff. You must be email fluent, be comfortable working in a fast-paced campaign. I think we need experience doing this, but if you've been working in the environmental movement and want to be either an Eastern or a Western Regional Logistics Coordinator for Heritage Forest, contact Heritage Forest Campaign, 5825 North Greeley Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97217. Once again, that's Heritage Forest Campaign, 5825 North Greeley Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97217, or email to lk@onrc.org. Once again, that's lk@onrc.org. You better hurry up because the jobs begin April 15th. Coming up in the San Francisco Bay Area this weekend is in Santa Rosa, April 7th. That's tomorrow for us local people. Week of Forest Action Gap Protest in Santa Rosa, April 13th. The National Fair Trade Day of Action Roast Starbucks, April 16th and 17th, of course, Washington, D.C. April 17th in San Francisco, the IMF World Bank Solidarity Rally. No word yet as to where that's happening, but if you need more information, contact Mary at 415-731-7924. That's 415-731-7924, or email Chalice, C-H-A-L-I-C-E, at WCO.com. Chalice at WCO.com. And anti-whalers will be on the waters of northwestern Washington State starting right now. They can use your donations of tax-deductible financial donations, personal watercraft. Put that skidoo or jet ski to good use. If you have a kayak, they'd appreciate that too. Dry suits, wetsuits, any other wet water gear, vegan food, hard-bottom Zodiacs diving gear, GPSs, handheld VH radios, marine compasses, high-quality tools, metric and SAE, cell phones, deck suits of the Mustang type, and high-quality immersible binoculars. All of this is needed by Ocean Defense International, P.O. Box 45275, Seattle, Washington, 98145. That's Ocean Defense International, P.O. Box 45275, Seattle, Washington, 98145. Give them a call, 206-376-8619. Once again, that's 206-376-8619, or oceandefense2000@hotmail.com. oceandefense2000 is all one word, @hotmail.com. The administration and the California Department of Forestry are undertaking a significant overhaul of CDF's forest practice rules. A central component of the administration's vision in California is watershed assessment, also known as watershed analysis. Watershed assessment has the potential to be an important and useful tool to achieve improved natural resource protection. However, if not done properly and not based on sound science, the administration's watershed assessment program could be used to legally sanction unacceptable levels of resource destruction. Assemblymember Fred Keeley has tailored AB 717 to ensure that watershed assessment is conducted in a scientifically defensible manner. Your action is needed. Your letters in support of AB 717 are needed right now. Please send them today to the Honorable Tom Hayden, Chair of the Senate Natural Resources Committee in Sacramento, California. Once again, that's AB 717. It's due to be heard in the Senate Natural Resources Committee next Tuesday, April 11th. Maybe you ought to send a fax. Try 916-324-4823. That's 916-324-4823. And in Southern California, the Bologna Flapgates hearing is Tuesday, April 11th by the Coastal Commission. That'll be held at the Queen Mary in Long Beach Harbor. The Wetlands Action Network feels this is a scheme to starve the wetland of water it needs so the landowner can claim less of it to be protected. The Bologna West Bluffs is at the Coastal Commission Thursday, April 13th, starting at 9 a.m., a hearing on an appeal filed by the Bologna Ecosystem Education Project, Spirit of the Sage Council, and the Sierra Club, and the Executive Director of the Coastal Commission, all concerning a 114-home project by the Catalyst Corporation wants to gouge into the Bologna Bluffs environmentally sensitive habitat area. Once again, that meeting is at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, located at the south end of the 710 freeway. Item early on the agenda, so get there on time. If you'd like to see photos of the site, go to www.savewestbluffs.org, www.savewestbluffs, all one word, .org. And Earth Day weekend carnivals. Well, I guess the Earth Day is before ours, but Saturday, April 15th, Bologna groups will have an information table at the all-day Clover Park Festival in Santa Monica, corner of 26th and Ocean Park Boulevard. April 22nd, L.A. Earth Day at Exposition Park. That's west of the 110 freeway near USC. If you'd like more information on any of this, you can check out www.bologna.net, or you might try calling 310-670-4695. Once again, that address, that web address, www.bologna.net, or the phone number 310-670-4695. Out to Tennessee, save the Moccasin Bend from development. Save Moccasin Bend from grave robbers. Save Moccasin Bend for its 14,000 years of human history and its natural beauty. We request participation in 7 pre-election monthly marches from Moccasin Bend to downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee, to save Moccasin Bend for future generations by making it the Moccasin Bend National Park. Lots and lots of web addresses here. But the first march is Saturday, the 22nd of April. That's Earth Day at 9 a.m. They're walking to the Earth Day celebration at Cool Ridge Park. If you'd like more information, I don't have any local phone numbers. This is from the Chattanooga Intertribal Association, and their email address is cita@chattanooga.net. That's cita@chattanooga.net. Please spread the news. Longtime forest activist and spokesperson Walkin' Jim Stoltz will be doing his slideshow on Friday, April 14th in Salem, Oregon. And Walkin' Jim is one great guy. We're going to hear his music a little later on in the show. This show is 7 p.m. at the North Salem High Auditorium, the address 765 14th Street in Salem, Oregon. Once again, April 14th, Walkin' Jim Stoltz in Salem, Oregon. David Rovix is on the road Wednesday, April 12th. He'll be live at noon on WUMB 91.9 in Boston with Marilyn Ray Bayer. You can go to the website and listen to it live on the web Wednesday, April 12th at 8 p.m. at Club Passim in Harvard Square, Cambridge, Massachusetts, live CD recording project with a whole bunch of folks. Thursday, April 13th at the University of New Hampshire in New Hampshire. That's at 7 p.m. Saturday, April 15th, doors open at 6 p.m. at the Wilson Center with Jim Page, Eric Drucker, and Stephen Smith of the Apocalyptic Jubilee Band. That's at 15th and Irving Streets in Northwest Washington, D.C. This is in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood. Monday, April 17th at 4 p.m. at the College Green, University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, PA. And Tuesday, April 18th at 8 p.m. at the University of Maine in Orono, Maine. And there's more after that. We'll get to those later on in another show. Casey Neal also on the road, April 14th in Colorado Springs, Colorado at Colorado College. April 15th in Denver at the Cameron Church. You can go to www.celticevents.com. Doors open at 7 p.m. 1600 South Pearl Street in Denver, Colorado. April 16th in San Diego, California at San Diego's Earth Day. April 17th in Boulder, Colorado at the University of Colorado. It's an afternoon and outside show at the Mary Rippon Theater. April 21st in Oxford, New York at the Night Eagle. And we'll carry on more later anyway. That's Casey Neal on the road. Let's move into activist news here. In an unprecedented early international announcement, Rodolfo Montiel Flores, 44, leader of a grassroots rural Mexican ecological movement, will receive a $125,000 prize from the San Francisco-based Goldman Environmental Foundation, the world's largest award honoring grassroots environmental achievement. The Goldman Prize is announced every year near Earth Day. It's a little earlier this year because Montiel has been in prison since May 2, 1999. It's hoped that an early announcement will have a positive impact on his trial. The Goldman Prize jury decided to announce this year's prize for North America 12 days early. In protesting against environmental degradation, corruption, and human rights violations, Montiel united local subsistence farmers and environmentalists in a group called the Organization of Campesino Ecologists of the Sierra de Petalan and Cayuca de Catalan. Originally holding meetings in private homes, the organization worked up to gatherings of some hundreds of members. For several years, campesinos from the state of Guerrero have seen the mountains of southern Sierra Madre stripped of their old-growth white pine and fir forest by national and transnational logging interests. And in June 1995, members of the state judicial police massacred 17 unarmed peasants who had gathered near the village of Aguas Blancas to protest after Guerrero authorities decided to resume logging in the area. Rodolfo Montiel Flores, winner of the Goldman Environmental Foundation Award this year. And California Department of Forestry Director Andrea Tuttle was visited by 60 Earth First activists at her Arcata home, demanding that the director stop pandering to corporate timber and take strong measures to protect endangered coastal salmon and water quality. Four activists climbed a fir tree in her yard, hanging a banner that read, "Corporate Timber Latchkey and Andrea Tuttle is an eco-terrorist." Others rallied in her driveway with signs saying, "Your actions are killing our rivers and salmon. Clear-cutting kills coho, and Earth Day is not dying, it's being killed. And those killing it have names and addresses," as Uncle Dennis has pointed out many times before. Before departing, the activists planned to leave some mud from the North Fork of the Eel River, an area where downstream residents have lost their drinking water and salmon runs due to extreme clear-cutting by the Maxam Pacific Lumber. In a news story from the Sacramento Bee, forest activists unfurled banners and smeared mud on the windows and doors of the Arcata home of California's forestry chief Sunday morning. Several dozen activists targeted the home of Andrea Tuttle, director of California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Moving to Canada, in a story which we read a couple of weeks ago, the judge in the Canadian sabotage trial has tossed out a charge. The prosecution's case in the Canadian trial of two suspected eco-terrorists suffered another blow Thursday when a judge threw out an extortion charge against the patriarch of the remote Alberta commune. So that story is still going. At a trial of 28 Greenpeace activists who were arrested after protests against genetically modified crops in eastern England last year, is due to start soon, or April 20th of this year marks the 2-year anniversary of the Fall Creek Tree Village in the Willamette National Forest near Eugene, Oregon. Activists have successfully defended the ancient forest of Fall Creek from the Clark timber sale since April of 1998. Please join us for our second birthday party and direct action training camp as forest defense campaigns merge through the Northwest and logging season rapidly approaches. We are putting out a call for donations as well as committed and hardworking forest defenders. They'll have another training camp on June 5th through 12th if you can't make it out in April. April 20th, I guess, is when that starts. If you'd like more information, if you're in Eugene, Oregon, you know what to do. Unfortunately, there's no information on this news. And Region 6 Forester Harv Fosgren extended his decision on the Eagle Timber sales for a while, at least until mid-April. This gives all of us more time to let his office know that we all want these sales canceled. Calls and faxes have been flooding his office, and the Forest Service just got so many calls to protect Eagle Creek that they changed their main phone line into a dedicated Eagle Creek voicemail box. Keep the pressure on. Don't stop now. The new number, 503-808-2790. That's 503-808-2790. Fax number, 503-808-2210. And if you'd like to leave a voicemail, 503-808-2201. Email address, hforsgren@r6pnw@fs.fed.us. Once again, that's hforsgren@r6pnw@fs.fed.us. And tell Harv and or Herb that Eagle Creek should be saved. The Salton Sea Restoration, pursuant to the National Environmental Policy Act and the California Environmental Quality Act, the Bureau of Reclamation and the Salton Sea Authority have prepared a joint DEIS-DEIR for the Salton Sea Restoration Project. Salton Sea is in California, an artificially maintained inland body of water located in the southeast corner of California, south of Palm Springs, and spans the Riverside and Imperial counties. The DEIS and the DEIR have five project alternatives and presents the environmental effects of the five alternatives as well as the no-action alternative. Comments on this will be accepted until April 25th. Your comment should be addressed to Mr. Tom Kirk, Director of the Salton Sea Authority, 78-401 Highway 111, Suite T in La Quinta, California. That's spelled L-A space Q-U-I-N-T-A, California. The zip 92253. Once again, that's Mr. Tom Kirk, Director, Salton Sea Authority, 78-401 Highway 111, Suite T, La Quinta, California, 92253. If you'd like further information, the DEIS-DEIR is available at www.lc.usbr.gov. That's lc.usbr.gov. And look for the Salton Sea. And the U.S. Forest Service has released an environmental impact statement for a forest plan amendment and environmental assessments for 13 timber sales in the Allegheny National Forest. The EIS is a very important amendment for the Allegheny National Forest Plan pertaining to the threatened and endangered species management. These threatened and endangered species include the Indiana bat, the bald eagle, and two endangered species of freshwater mussels. The Forest Service intentionally released 800 pages of materials with over 5,000 pages of supporting materials at one time to overwhelm the public with important projects to comment on. It makes this very difficult to protect endangered species and stop timber sales. So please help. Write to the Forest Supervisor John Palmer and demand that he extend the comment period on all EISs and all 13 EAs by 60 days each. His address, John Palmer, Forest Supervisor, Allegheny National Forest, P.O. Box 847, Warren, Pennsylvania. The zip 16365. Once again, that address, John Palmer, Forest Supervisor, Allegheny National Forest, P.O. Box 847, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, Pennsylvania, 16365. Or you can phone him at 814-723-5150. That's 814-723-5150. And, of course, copies of the EIS are available at www.fs.fed.us/r9/Allegheny/projects. Once again, that's fs.fed.us/r9/Allegheny/projects. And if you want to know how to spell Allegheny, it's A-L-L-E-G-H-E-N-Y. And a light plane flight over the rolling foothills east of Merced reveals the watery secret of the high-powered drive to build a new University of California campus. Thousands of vernal pools exist on the site. Wildlife biologists and environmentalists consider vernal pools, that is, water-filled depressions in the Central Valley, to be the important habitat for many endangered species, and one of them is the fairy shrimp, and there's various varieties of them. Ordinarily, a proposal to bulldoze such pools would create an intense controversy, but we're talking about the University of California here. One scientist at UC says there are 7,000 vernal pools on the 2,000-acre site. But with support for fast-tracking the campus reaching as high as Vice President Al Gore, federal biologists say they're under intense political pressure to clear the campus for construction as quickly and quietly as possible. The Nature Conservancy has made protection of vernal pools in the area a special project, having obtained an easement on an adjacent 5,000-acre ranching property to protect those pools. And the Nature Conservancy initially raised questions about the UC project's effects on vernal pools, but it too now has fallen in line. And Governor Gray Davis and, of course, all of the popular politicians in California are touting UC Merced as a boon to the economically depressed San Joaquin Valley. So if you live in California, or if you care about California, contact senators, congresspeople, governors, your assembly and state senate people, and tell them, let's not kill the fairy shrimp to put in a university, okay? And, of course, just upslope from that is the proposed Sequoia National Park expansion, that is the Sequoia National Monument. The Forest Service is due to report to the President on the anniversary of John Muir's birth, April 21st, also the day before Earth Day. If you can get a letter to Bill Clinton asking him to definitely protect the mighty sequoias of the Sierra Nevada, please do so. His address, the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. Once again, ask him to support Sequoia National Monument. That's Bill Clinton, President, at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20500. Or, of course, you can write to him at president@whitehouse.gov. All right, we're going to take a little break here, and then we'll be back with more Earth First Radio News.
If all the world grew peaceful now and forevermore, peaceful at the surface and peaceful at the core, then all the joy within my heart would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. If all the world knew justice now and forevermore, justice at the surface and justice at the core, then all the joy within my heart would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. If all the world knew freedom now and forevermore, freedom at the surface and freedom at the core, then all the joy within my heart would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. If Mother Earth were honored now and forevermore, honored at the surface and honored at the core, then all the joy within my heart would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we've gone too far. We can heal this planet by changing